The practice depends on learning yourself, not learning something else. Whenever you know yourself, you won't suffer. Every day, the reason we suffer is because we don't understand the truth about ourselves. Like when we need to get old, need to sick and die. That's the truth of life. Sometimes we must get away from what we love. Sometimes we must encounter what we hate. Sometimes we decide something and disappointed. In our real life, we go around these issues. Sometimes we gain, sometimes we lose. Sometimes we are famous, sometimes we are notorious. Sometimes we have gained status or good jobs. And one point, we lose those status. Someone praise us or someone blame us, criticize us. Sometimes we are happy, sometimes we are unhappy. That's the truth of life. But our heart cannot accept this truth. We want not to get old, not to get sick, not to die. When we get old, sick, or die, we suffer. We don't want to depart from what we love. When we need to depart, we suffer. We don't want to meet with what we hate. And when we meet them, we suffer. Whenever we desire, we always suffer. That's the truth of the world, or the world's rarity. That's it, this rarity, to gain and to lose, to gain fame and to lose fame. The first path is to gain and to lose wealth. The second path is to gain and to lose fame. My friends, some have become the mayor of some provinces. They are very high status. When they retire, they become nothing. Some people praise us, some people will criticize us. Every day now we try to gain more of this suffering. Like we post Facebook, and many people give us likes. If someone give us hate or criticize us, we are unhappy. Our heart go up and down all the time. The reason we practice meditation is to study our own life, our own truth of life, the truth within our body and mind. There's nowhere else to go to study. We'll discover that our heart go up and down depending on what come to contact with us. When we have desire, suffering will follow. Initially, people in this world haven't learned Dhamma, so they will think that if they have desire and something don't meet our expectation, we will suffer. But if we just have desire, we won't suffer. We want to live long. We want not to get sick. When we get old or get sick, we cannot accept it and we suffer. We want not to get old. We want not to get sick, not to die, not to depart from the beloved, to meet only the beloved. The origin of suffering here is our desire. If we know this truth, our desire will not arise. So we learn the truth of this body, the truth of mind. We will learn more that this body is impermanent suffering and not truly ours. It's just something that we borrow from this world. It's a physical mess of this world. One day we need to return them. our own feelings are not permanent. Happiness come and go. Suffering come and go. Good thought and bad thought come and go. Greed, hatred, delusion come and go. Everything come and go. If we don't realize this, we will expect, we will desire only the happiness, the good thing. Our practitioner, our one, peacefulness or enlightenment. This desire doesn't help you to the end of suffering. This desire creates suffering. This desire is by nature the origin of suffering. When we practice more, we will accumulate understanding of this truth, that this body is under the three characteristics. This mind is under the three characteristics. Every feeling, everything is impermanent. It stay happiness only is, or this feeling only come for a while. Like we think of someone and we are happy. We think of another person and we are unhappy. Our mind change all the time. So if we see our own heart frequently, we will see that happiness is for a while. Suffering is temporary. When we understand deeply, the desire for happiness to last won't come up. If we create the right cause, happiness will come from that cause, not that it come from our desire. Even if we desire it to be happiness, but without its cause, we won't be happy. So if we want to be happy, we create the cause of happiness to create merit. Merit is the cause of happiness. Giving is a merit. If we are happy and then we want the happiness to last forever. Like we in the every new year we will greet other people that you happy this year. That's just your wish. It's not truth. The truth is that happiness in our heart is only for a while that you contact with good object. When the good object pass away, your happiness will pass too, because the cause of happiness is gone. Everything has its causes, not depend on our desire only. When we practice meditation, we will learn this truth of the causes of things. By pure wish, it won't help you to attain your happiness. If you want happiness forever, it's impossible because happiness cannot last forever. Or if we love someone, if we think we can love with them forever, it will be good. It's not like that. We love someone only when we think of them. When we think of something else, our love in the heart just drop off. Everything come and drop off, always. It's not like our imagine at all. So when we meditate, we learn the truth in our heart, the truth in our body and mind. The truth of the body is that the body is always suppressed by suffering. So if we understand, we won't wish for happiness to last forever. That's just childish. Just be aware of the body frequently. Be aware with a natural mind. See the body as if it's someone else's body sitting. See this body like other people's body. Not engaged. That is our body. Gradually you will see that there's a lot of suffering in our body. Some pain, some aching or itching. We need to scratch it to relieve us of the itches. Or we have pain or aches. We need to move our body, shift our posture to reduce aches or pain. When we are aware of our body, we will understand that there are suffering in our body. Why do we have to eat? It's because we need to eat to relieve our pain of hunger. This body is not something special, something miraculous. When we see this truth, our love within our body will reduce. Our attachment to the body will reduce. Eventually, we will lose attachment to the body. When we realize that this body get old, we see that, oh, a suffering body get old. When it gets sick, you know, think that, oh, this suffering body gets sick, or this suffering body will die eventually. It's not us dying, it's just the body, like someone else's body. So keep observing the body, and then you will see that whatever happened to body, and you will not suffer along with the body. If you feel that the body is yourself, the body get old, it's me get old. But you just observe it, oh, it's just natural. This body get old, this body get sick, this body die, it's natural. We won't be perturbed by whatever happened to the body. You see that this body is always oppressed by suffering, sitting, suffering. Lying down, suffering. At night, we shift our body 30 or 40 times because there's suffering in the body while we're lying. We need to turn left and right. When we sit, we need to shift because there's a lot of pain in our body. We watch it until the love to the body will gradually reduce. The attachment is reduced. And when we doesn't have attachment to it, whatever happened to it, we won't suffer along with it. Then we can study the mind, study our heart. We can begin with the body, or we can begin with the mind. Either of them are fine. Some start with the mind. See, in the mind, sometimes it's happy, sometimes it's sad. Sometimes it's neutral, happy, unhappy, and neutral. This is one set. It's always rotating between them, happy, unhappy, and neutral. Every mind, every consciousness have one type of feeling, either happy, unhappy, or neutral. The feeling, any kind of this feeling, will always happen along with the mind or the consciousness. All night long, all day long, we keep observing the mind. We see that the mind sometimes is happy or unhappy or neutral. This is enough for the practice. You can attain enlightenment, you can attain Arahant from practice like this. Like Sariputta, who practiced using this feeling. Every type of feeling come up and drop off. Whenever there is contact with the body or the mind, there's always feeling. This feeling come up. Like when we see something or we hear something, there's happiness. Or we think of something, we are happy. If we don't realize, we are not aware, the greed will come up. Desire, attachment will come up to the object of sight or of hearing. Or you see this person and you're happy, you will love her or him. If you hate him or her, heart rate will come up. So when defilement intervene, our mind will struggle to be close to them, to find them, to meet with them. Or if you hate them, you want to get away, to get rid of him or her. Your mind will struggle. When you struggle, you will suffer. And you suffer, you won't be peaceful. So when you study your mind, you will see that even happiness can bring suffering, because happiness will bring up greed, and greed will bring up struggle, and struggling will lead to suffering. If you cannot keep the object of happiness forever, eventually it will lead you to suffering, because everything come and go, everything will pass. So those happiness can eventually bring suffering. So when you know this, our mind will not be deceived by these objects of happiness. We won't love and hate anything. Our mind will attain freedom, which is the true happiness, the happiness of Nibbana or enlightenment. Nibbana is the state of release from desire and attachment. So as a practitioner, we have a deeper perspective than non-practitioner. For non-practitioner, when they think that when at this desire, there's no suffering. If we cannot satisfy the desire, then we will suffer. But for a practitioner, we will see that whenever a desire come up, there will always be struggling and grabbing object up. By grabbing, it will suffer at that time already. Whenever there is desire, suffering come up instantly. We see it deeper than non-practitioner. So we learn about desire until one point our heart can be released from this desire. And by release from desire, we are released from suffering. So we learn the truth of this body, the truth of this mind. Every day nowadays that we struggle in our life because we struggle for happiness and struggle away from suffering. There are just two types of struggle in our life. Struggle for happiness and struggle away from suffering. We go to watch movie to find happiness, or listen to music for happiness. To get away from suffering, we struggle to escape from them. When our wisdom deepens and we see that happiness is temporary, suffering are temporary, our desire to get away from suffering or desire for forever happiness will reduce and we won't struggle. So keep watching, keep being aware of this feeling. If you are good at observing the body, you observe the body. The body is oppressed all the time while sitting, standing, walking or lying down. Sit a long time, you feel pain in the body, aching. When you lie for a long time, you will feel pain, aches. If you cannot sit from lying too long, there may be some pain in the body. There's also pain from thirsty, hunger, or sickness. The truth of this body is that there's always pain at every moment in this body. Every breath in and breathing out. When we breathe in for a long time without breathing out, do you feel, is it painful? It's painful if you cannot breathe out. If you breathe out for a long time without breathing in, is it happy? See, pain is always oppressed you. So be aware, be mindful. Be mindful every breath, you will see that there's always pain or suffering oppress this body at every breath. So this body is not something special. Or you can observe the mind. In the mind, happiness and unhappiness is temporary. So your thirst for happiness and thirst or hate for suffering won't come up. It's a truth that no one can deny. It's a truth that when the Buddha teach, no one can argue with. Can you argue with that the suffering oppress you at every breath? If they don't observe, they can argue. Where is the suffering? But if they really observe, they cannot argue. It's the truth. The mind is always full of temporary things. All those feelings and emotions cannot be under our control. Happiness in life, have you experienced many happiness in life? One master, Long Pu Thet, taught that let you review your experience in life at which point that you are most happy. Think of your past, which experience that you are most happy with from your childhood day. Can you think of it? Which point? Try to think in your past, which event. Those points, those situations, those events has passed. It doesn't last. In your life, the struggle to seek, to follow this happiness is like chasing shadow. Like the shadow in front of you, like the sun is after you, and you try to chase your shadow. It's as if you almost reach your own shadow, but you won't reach it. Even you run for a long time, you won't reach your shadow. You can, as if you can grab it for a moment, but it run away again. Like if you buy lottery, who of you still buy lottery? And so always lose, and then you keep buying. You buy hope. There's no happiness, truth in your life, so you buy hope instead. When you win the lottery, you are happy. If you get small price, that's good for you because you can spend it easily. If you win the first prize with a numerous number, five tickets, lots of tickets at the first prize. I don't know how many tickets for each prize. If you buy the whole set and you gain 10 million baht, you are happy at the time that you know the news. Then lots of suffering will follow. You need to think a lot. Will there someone try to plunder? Thief? Thief plundering is not as bad as your relatives come and plunder you. Try not to tell anyone that to know that you win the lottery. You need to hide it. Afraid of people come to ask. Like people in the northeast of Thailand. It's like culture. If someone is too rich, it's too bad. You need to share with your relatives. It's a socialist attitude. Everyone must share with the society. So they will have a lot of worry. So the happiness lasts for a short while at the time they know that they win the lottery. After that, they will suffer for many days. There's a story of one, the rider of a tricycle, that he win 10 million baht. And then few years, he become poor again, nothing left at all. So you need to keep observe and see that your happiness in life is short, very short. Your suffering is also short too. You will mourn that, oh, my suffering is too long. Actually, it's not that long. It lasts for a while during the time that you think of the story. When you think of something else, the suffering is dropped off. Like you go in the forest, go to meditate in the forest. We are afraid of tiger, elephant, or snakes, or thieves, or ghosts. We are afraid of ghosts. You are afraid of many things. Like the forest monks, they are afraid too, as afraid as us. So when they go into the forest before the sunset, they think, I can stay here. I can live in this cave. Someone point, oh, there's a skeleton there. Isn't it fearful? He may say, oh, I'm okay. When people go off, just left him alone in the dark with the skeleton, it will feel afraid. Go deep into the cave, there's more skeletons. Is there ghosts coming out to haunt me? If I come out of the cave, I might meet tiger. Or walk away, I might meet snake. A snake may come and eat us in the cave. Turn your face. Turn your face up to the ceiling of the cave. The ghost might be over top instead. Lots of imagination. As long as there's the sun not set yet, you are brave. When there's no sun, you become scared. So what can you depend on? Maybe just Buddha, Buddha, for Buddha to help. Buddha, Buddha. And if a tiger come, there's a master some time ago, like Long Pu Chop. He loved to go to travel at night. Travel with a lamp or a candle. It's a lamp with a cloth and a stick. A kind of lamp. There's a hollow part at the top of the lamp. So he used this lamp, go into the forest and find a tiger. He's shocked. His mind concentrated into one. His mind released at that time, attain enlightenment. When he realized himself again, it's bright, it's morning now. He stayed in that standing position. He think of this tiger that is so helpful to me. Have gratitude to the tiger that helped him to concentrate and try to go walk, follow to find the tiger, to thank it. So his mind changed. For us, if we think if we meet the tiger, we will be shocked. We will not follow it. So if you don't know what you can depend, so you depend on Buddha, Buddha, and you don't think of the tiger. You think of the Buddha, Buddha, not thinking of the ghost. So your fear for tiger and ghost drop off. So the suffering only lasts as long as you think about it. So you might think, oh, Buddha is so great, so powerful. The ghost don't come to visit me because you don't think about it. So if we really understand, we will see that the suffering only lasts during the time you think about it. The suffering won't last that long. When you forget the story and think about something else, you won't suffer at all. So it's us, it depends on us own that we try to gather story to make us suffer. So learn of your truth in your body, your truth in your mind. The truth of your body and mind always suffering. Everything is impermanent, suffering and non-self is temporary. You will see that everything will last. When you release your attachment in the body, release attachment of your mind, you won't suffer from the body, won't suffer from the mind. You normally suffer due to hunger or hate for things, for objects. But for an arahant, a fully enlightened one, his mind is peaceful, is serene. Even though he lives in confusion of the world, he won't suffer. It's as if he stay alone in the world. Because his heart is purified, is serene. His mind is well trained. A well trained mind, the Buddha said, a well trained mind brings happiness, brings serenity. So to practice, you need to observe it. Observe the body, observe the mind, until one day you are released from suffering. This is called insight meditation, to learn of your body and mind that they are impermanent, suffering and non-self within our body and mind. Keep practicing. Don't neglect. At first, you are not skilled. You may forget sometime. You will practice sometime. Keep practicing. Be patient. Next month or next year, you will be better at the practice. One day, the suffering cannot gain access, cannot attain your mind at all. Even one day you get sick or going to die, you won't suffer at all. Like an arahant, won't suffer. For us, if at the time we die, we think, oh, we lose everything in our life. At the time we die, we lose wealth, lose family, lose even our own name. Our own name will stay at the temple, but won't follow you to the next life. So nothing can be attached, nothing you can take away with. If you learn enough, you won't suffer with your body, suffer with your mind, or suffer with anything in the world. Okay, go to have breakfast now.